change purse, I guess.
The thing that the ladies wear around their wrists for ornaments.
Bracelets.
It's always been.
Mm-hmm.
And around the neck is.
Oh, now, lavalier was worn around their necks.
Oh, that's a new one.
Lavalier. I don't know how you spell it. But now I can remember it was a chain with a little, they'd call it a pendant now, I guess.
Mm.
But I can remember it was called a lavalier back then.
That's a new one.
I remember my mother called. That's what she called it, lavalier.
And then they wore brooches, you know, for pins.
Mm-hmm.
We call them pins or armament pins or scatter pins or costume jewelry. They call them brooches.
I see. How about other than the lavalier, what would you?
Beads?
Yeah, would it be a string? Or
string of beads.
String of beads.
The thing I was curious about, did you ever hear a pair of beads?
Pair of beads. That's right.
What does pair mean?
I've wondered that too.
I think that's just the word.
But now that's the expression, pair of beads.
Then there's nothing two about it.
No.
It's just a string.
Right.
Now that's a mystery.
Well, it is, but now that's why it was called pair of beads.
How about a girl who would like to spend a lot of time in front of the mirror? You say she sure likes to
primp.
Mm-hmm. And how about a man? If he thought he was kind of a good-looking guy and would start worrying about it, what would he be doing? He likes to.
I don't know.
The men didn't do it. Didn't have a chance to, I suppose.
Well, what is that word that you use? Because he wouldn't be primping. That would be sissy. I don't know.
Would you ever use the word doll up? For with a man? Mm-hmm.
Might do it.
Two son-in-laws spend about an hour of the morning on their hair. Wash it and dry it and
I don't know
spray it.
To our generation, that I see that on television. You know, these guys with the blower and everything.
Yeah, that's right.
Hard to believe. And how about the thing that you carry to keep the rain off? And what would you carry to keep the sun off? Would you say
the umbrella, parasol?
Which would be which?
It was called parasol way back then, wasn't it? But.
I was wondering, sometimes I think that I hear the two terms used, was parasol more for sun and for
umbrella? I believe it was. Maybe the umbrella.
And umbrella was the real thing.
Uh-huh.
That you'd do. And how about a man? That when a man's old, his best clothes would wear out. His wife might say, now it's time for you to what?
Clean up.
or go to the store and what? Buy
a new suit.
And what would he buy then? Or what kind of? Remember your father's?
It'd just be his Sunday clothes. That's
Sunday clothes. Now, what would they be made of? Or what parts would there be? Excuse me a second.